This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Investigators said on Monday the man in custody and charged in connection with Sunday's attempted assassination of former U.S. President and current Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump waited outside Trump's golf course for 12 hours, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
At a federal court in Florida, a shackled Ryan Routh was charged with having a firearm despite being a convicted felon and having one with an obliterated serial number. He could face more serious charges as the investigation continues. Routh was taken into custody. The FBI says Secret Service agents noticed a rifle muzzle poking through the golf course where Trump was playing. An agent opened fire. Routh fled and was caught in a neighboring county. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Police body cam video released on Monday showed law enforcement taking into custody the man suspected of firing gunshots near Republican U.S. presidential nominee Donald Trump's golf course over the weekend.
Driver! Take two steps to your right! Take two steps to your right!
Secret Service agents spotted and fired on the gunman in bushes near the property, a few hundred meters from where Trump was playing, law enforcement officials said. Russia said on Monday its forces had retaken control of two villages in its western Kursk region from Ukraine, continuing what Moscow says is a significant counteroffensive there. Russian forces have been battling Ukrainian troops in Kursk since August 6th, when Kyiv surprised Moscow with the biggest foreign attack on Russian soil since World War II. A senior Russian commander and pro-Kremlin war blogger said last week Russia had restored over 10 settlements in the region. This